This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
All right, let's kick off another deep dive. And today, we are going to be cracking open the world of pay-per-click advertising.
PPC.
PPC. Exactly.
Where clicks are currency.
Where clicks are currency. Yeah. And the competition is oh so fierce.
Yeah.
You know those ads that seem to read your mind?
Right.
The ones that pop up with exactly what you're searching for?
Yeah.
Well, that's the magic of dynamic keyword insertion, or DKI for short.
Yeah, DKI can make a huge difference for any business that's just, you know, trying to stand out in the very crowded world of online marketing. And it's really all about grabbing attention with a laser-focused message.
Okay, so let's break this down.
Yeah.
Let's say you're searching for, I don't know, best noise-canceling headphones for travel.
Okay.
With DKI, an ad could appear saying top noise-canceling headphones for travel ad, and then the store name pops in.
Right.
You see how that instantly makes the ad feel personal and relevant?
Absolutely. DKI essentially tailors the ad copy to match what someone types into the search bar. Google actually defines it as a way to automatically tailor your ad text to match a user's search query.
So it's like a secret handshake.
It is. It is.
That tells the searcher, hey, I get you. I know what you need.
Yeah.
And that little handshake can translate into big results for businesses, right?
It can indeed.
Mm.
When an ad reflects what you're looking for, you're more likely to click on it. And that means more potential customers landing on the business's website and a higher chance of them actually buying something.
So it's not just about getting clicks.
Right.
It's about getting clicks from people who are actually interested in what you're offering.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
And there's another layer to this.
Okay.
Google actually rewards these highly relevant ads with a better quality score.
Oh, tell me more.
Think of quality score as Google's way of grading your ad.
Hmm.
The higher your score, the lower your costs, and the better your ad placement.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
So we've got increased clicks, more qualified leads, and even lower ad costs, all thanks to this little bit of code that swaps in keywords.
That's the power of DKI. And let's not forget about click-through rates.
CTR.
CTR, exactly.
Okay.
When your ad speaks directly to what someone is searching for, it's naturally more enticing. People are drawn to things that resonate with their needs and interests.
It's like that aha moment when you see an ad and think, this is exactly what I've been looking for.
That's the feeling.
Yes.
And when people are clicking on your ads more often, it tells Google that your ad is relevant and engaging, further boosting your quality score.
Hmm.
It's a positive feedback loop.
Okay, so let's say I'm running my own online store and I'm ready to unleash the power of DKI. Where do I even begin?
First things first, you need to identify the right keywords. What are people searching for when they're looking for products or services like yours?
Mm.
Tools like Google Keyword Planner can help you uncover high-volume keywords with low competition. You can also look at your competitors' ads for inspiration.
So essentially, I need to become a keyword detective.
Yes.
Figuring out the exact phrases people are using to find what I'm selling.
Exactly. You want to get into the minds of your target audience.
Okay.
Once you have a solid list of keywords, it's time to craft compelling ad copy that incorporates those keywords naturally.
So I shouldn't just cram keywords into my ad copy like a puzzle, right?
Right.
It still needs to sound human and appealing.
Right. You want your ad to read like a conversation.
Yeah.
Not a robot spitting out keywords.
Okay.
Keep it clear, concise, and persuasive.
Right.
Think about what would make you click on an ad if you were the one searching.
It's like writing a mini story that grabs attention and sparks curiosity, all while sneaking in those magic keywords.
Mm.
What else should I keep in mind?
Don't be afraid to experiment. Play around with different placements for your DKI keywords.
Oh.
Try them in your headlines, descriptions, and even the URL paths that appear below your ad. See what resonates best with your audience.
So it's all about testing and tweaking, finding that sweet spot where the keywords flow naturally and the ad copy is super engaging.
Precisely. And don't forget about monitoring your performance. This isn't a set it and forget it strategy.
Huh.
Regularly check your DKI campaigns, look at the data, and make adjustments based on what's working and what's not.
So it's a bit like tending a garden, making sure the plants are getting enough sun and water and pruning back the parts that aren't flourishing.
Exactly. And as your campaigns run and you gather more data, you'll start to see patterns emerge. You'll discover which keywords perform best, which ad copy resonates most with your audience, and how to fine-tune your DKI strategy for optimal results.
It's like having a secret weapon that gets more powerful the more you use it.
It does.
Okay, so I think we've covered the basics of DKI. The what? the why and the how.
Yeah.
But you mentioned something about advanced strategies earlier.
Right.
Is there a secret level to this?
There is. For those who really want to take their DKI game to the next level, we'll explore some of those advanced strategies in the next part of our deep dive.
Oh, I can't wait.
Welcome back to our deep dive into dynamic keyword insertion.
I know, I'm ready to level up my DKI skills.
Yeah.
But before we jump into those advanced strategies you teased, I'm curious to explore the bigger picture for a moment.
Sure.
What does DKI tell us about the direction of marketing and technology?
That's a great point. DKI is a prime example of how technology is enabling more personalized experiences across the board.
Yeah.
Think about it from those customized product recommendations you see online.
Right.
To the curated playlists on your music streaming apps.
Uh-huh.
It's all about tailoring experiences to individual preferences.
It's like having a personal shopper for every aspect of our digital lives.
It is.
But I do wonder, is there a point where this level of personalization can feel a bit too much?
Right.
Like maybe we lose some of that sense of discovery and serendipity.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. It's about striking a balance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Personalization can be incredibly useful and efficient, but we don't want to end up in a bubble where we're only exposed to things that fit neatly into our existing preferences.
Right, because there's value in being surprised and stumbling across something unexpected that broadens our horizons.
Absolutely. It's like the difference between sticking to your usual route on your daily commute and taking a detour to explore a new neighborhood.
Yeah.
You might just discover your new favorite coffee shop or bookstore.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
Okay, so getting back to DKI.
Right.
What are some of the common pitfalls or challenges marketers might encounter when using this technique?
One of the biggest mistakes people make is something called keyword stuffing.
Okay.
It's tempting to cram as many keywords as possible into an ad,
thinking
it will automatically make it more relevant, but that can actually backfire.
I imagine those ads sound pretty robotic and unnatural. Not exactly enticing, are they?
Exactly. It's important to remember that you're writing for humans, not search engine algorithms.
Yeah.
The keywords should enhance your message, not overshadow it. Aim for a natural conversational tone that feels authentic and engaging.
So it's about finding that sweet spot between strategic keyword placement and a message that genuinely resonates with people. What else can trip people up?
Another challenge is using DKI in situations where it doesn't make sense. If you have a really broad keyword list that covers a wide range of topics, blindly inserting any keyword into your ad copy can lead to some pretty nonsensical results.
That makes sense. It's like trying to fit square pegs into round holes.
Yeah.
Not every keyword is going to be a perfect match for every ad.
Exactly. You need to be thoughtful about which keywords you choose and how they align with your ad copy and landing page.
Okay.
DKI works best with a carefully curated list of highly relevant keywords that reflect a deep understanding of your target audience.
So, like with many marketing techniques, it's not a magic bullet.
Right.
It's about using the tool strategically and with intention.
That's a great way to put it. It's like any powerful tool, it can be incredibly effective when used correctly, but it can also cause damage if misused.
All right. I'm ready to hear about those advanced strategies you mentioned.
Okay.
What kind of techniques are we talking about?
Well, one powerful combination is using DKI with responsive search ads or RSAs. RSAs, exactly.
Okay.
With RSAs, you can provide multiple headlines and descriptions for your ad, and Google will dynamically test different combinations to see what performs best.
So it's like having Google do A/B testing for you on autopilot.
In a way, yes. And when you combine RSAs with DKI, you're essentially multiplying your personalization power.
Yeah.
You can have multiple variations of your ad copy, each tailored to specific keywords or search intents.
So you could have an ad that says, best hiking boots for beginners, for someone searching for hiking boots for beginners.
Right.
And another that says, top-rated hiking boots for experienced hikers. For someone searching for best hiking boots, that's incredible.
Exactly. And there are even more layers to this. You can use DKI with location targeting to make your ads hyper-relevant for people searching in specific geographic areas.
Oh, I see. So let's say I'm running an ad for a pizzeria in Chicago.
Yeah.
With DKI and location targeting, someone searching best pizza would see an ad that says Chicago's best pizza at your pizzeria name, making it super appealing to locals.
That's a great example. And the best part is you don't have to create separate ads for every location.
Wow.
DKI automatically adapts the ad copy based on the searcher's location.
It's like having a team of virtual marketers working 24/7 to personalize every ad. Are there any other advanced techniques we should know about?
There are. You can also use DKI for call extensions, which are those clickable phone numbers that often appear in ads.
Okay.
By dynamically inserting phone numbers based on the user's location, you can create a seamless experience for people who want to call directly.
That's brilliant. It removes any friction for someone who's ready to make a purchase or book an appointment.
Exactly. It's all about making the user journey as smooth and convenient as possible.
Mm.
And these are just a few examples of how you can use DKI to create more personalized and effective ad campaigns.
This is really powerful stuff, but I imagine it takes some serious skill and expertise to really master these advanced techniques.
It does require a deep understanding of how DKI works, but there are plenty of resources available to help you along the way. Google's own documentation on DKI is a great starting point, and there are tons of blogs, articles, and online courses that delve into advanced strategies.
It's like learning a new language, but once you're fluent in DKI, you can really unlock its potential.
You can.
And I imagine it's an ongoing process, always testing, tweaking, and refining your approach.
Absolutely. The world of digital marketing is constantly evolving, and that's what keeps it so interesting.
Yeah.
You need to be adaptable, willing to experiment, and always learning new things.
That's the beauty of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always a challenge. Always something new to discover. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from the basics of DKI to some pretty advanced techniques.
Yeah, we have.
What are some key takeaways you'd like our listeners to remember?
I think the most important thing is to remember that DKI is a tool, and like any tool, it needs to be used thoughtfully and strategically. Don't just throw keywords in there for the sake of it. Take the time to understand your target audience, research your keywords, and craft ad copy that resonates with them. And always be testing and iterating, refining your approach based on the data you collect.
Solid advice. And as we wrap up part two,
okay,
I'm wondering, what does the future hold for DKI? What kind of innovations or advancements do you see on the horizon? And we are back for the final part of our dynamic keyword insertion deep dive.
It's been quite a journey exploring all the ins and outs of this advertising technique.
I know, right? We've covered the what, the why, and the how.
Oh, we have.
From basic implementation to those advanced strategies.
Right.
Now it's time to distill all that information into some key takeaways for our listeners.
Absolutely. First and foremost, remember that DKI is all about making your ads as relevant as possible by dynamically inserting those keywords that match what people are actually searching for. You're creating a much more personalized and engaging experience.
It's like you're speaking directly to their needs and interests,
yeah,
showing them that you understand what they're looking for.
Precisely. But as we've discussed, it's not just about haphazardly throwing keywords into your ad copy.
Right.
You need to use DKI strategically.
Yeah.
Avoiding things like keyword stuffing,
uh-huh,
which can make your ads sound robotic and unnatural.
It's all about finding that balance between data-driven optimization and a human touch. You want your ads to feel both relevant and engaging.
Think about it this way. Imagine you're walking down the street and someone shouts your name. You're instinctively going to turn your head and pay attention, right?
Yeah.
That's what DKI does for your ads. It grabs the attention of people who are actively searching for what you offer.
That's such a great analogy. It's like you're cutting through the noise and clutter of all the other ads out there.
Exactly. And when you combine DKI with those advanced strategies we talked about, like responsive search ads and location targeting,
yeah,
you can take that personalization to a whole new level.
It's like having a team of virtual marketers working around the clock to tailor each ad to the individual user.
That's a great way to think about it. And as artificial intelligence and machine learning continue to advance,
mm-hmm,
I think we're going to see even more sophisticated and personalized ad experiences in the future.
That is so exciting. But I also wonder, are there any potential downsides to all this personalization?
Hmm.
Like, could it lead to a world where we're constantly bombarded with hyper-targeted ads that feel intrusive?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
It's important for marketers to use these tools responsibly and ethically, and for consumers to be aware of the tactics being used.
It's all about finding that balance, isn't it? Personalization can be incredibly useful and convenient, but it's also important to maintain some level of privacy and control over the information we share.
I completely agree. Transparency is key. Both marketers and consumers need to be more aware of how data is being collected and used, and to engage in open and honest conversations about these issues.
Well said. Now, as we wrap up this deep dive, what's one final piece of advice you would give to our listeners who are ready to start using DKI in their own ad campaigns?
I would say don't be afraid to experiment and iterate. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to DKI. What works for one business might not work for another. The key is to start testing, gather data, and continuously refine your strategies based on what you learn.
It's like a scientific experiment, constantly testing and tweaking until you find the perfect formula.
That's a great way to put it. Embrace the learning process and remember that the most effective marketing strategies are those that are constantly evolving and adapting to the ever-changing digital landscape.
Those are wise words. Well, folks, that concludes our deep dive into dynamic keyword insertion. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and are feeling empowered to start using this powerful tool in your own marketing efforts.
Happy advertising.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep into the fascinating world of knowledge.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.